بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله کریم الحمدللہ my respected learned scholars and respected elders and brothers first of all we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this tawfiq to perform our asr salat with jamaat this is of great benefit my respected brothers Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to express the love of salat he used to say salat the coolness of my eyes that was to express the profound love of salat by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and my respected learned scholars and elders and brothers we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after performing our farz salat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the tawfiq, all of us, we have come out from different masajid, different places, only for one thing. Only for one thing. What is it? The fikr and the worry and the concern of Allah, or the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, to spend a little time because of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in the morning or in the evening, is better than this world and whatever it contains. So each one of us should think like that, that by me spending this time, I will find these rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have conviction and yakin. Like each one of us, those who have made miswak before making wuzu, the time of making wuzu, they have to have yakin in our heart that my salat will be 70 times more reward. 70 times more reward. Everyone takes prides on material things of this world. If it is a house, a person will want to everyone to know his house, how he built it, how much he spent on that house. Because of what? He's proud of his house. If it is a car, how much speed that car has, how much he spent on that car. Most people will talk about these things. It's a pride for that person who owns that thing. He wants people to know how much valuable it is. In the same manner, all of us who are seated here, our week is only one, that we show to the people hope, and we show to the people how much valuable is amal of deen. How much valuable are these amals of deen? That's why we came here for Sabguzari, with one concern, each one of us should think to himself, how much can the ummah benefit? Myself, I benefit. How much will the ummah benefit? Yeah. Most of the time when we're coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first time, they used to tell us that when you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me hidayat and make me a means of hidayat. Grant me hidayat and make me a means of hidayat. So we have come here for sabguzari. All of us have to have this intention that Allah grant us hidayat and make us a means for hidayat. I hope all brothers will make this intention, inshallah. So my respected brothers, my success and your success and the success for the whole entire humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it in deen. And what is deen? Deen is to fulfill the commands of Allah on the sunnah tariq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen will help us in this world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of judgment, inshaAllah, by the mercy and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant us jannat. Regarding this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seen the Anbiya alayhimus salam, approximately 124,000. All Anbiya alayhimus salam came in this world with only one purpose, to call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell people to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has granted us iman. And what is iman? He said iman is to believe in the power of Allah and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the kalima of iman, la ilaha illallah, that there's none worth of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything without the help of creation. Creation cannot do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created the seven heavens and the seven earth. Whatever is between all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls. Allah created the air. The air is there to keep the existence of the air. Even that existence is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who created the animals in the jungle. All the animals in the jungle, Allah created them for khidmat of human being. Khidmat of human being. All these things was created for the khidmat of human being. But human being was not created for these things. A human being was created to make the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we are created. And we have to remember all the time, my respected brothers, that on our body we've got two things. What are the two things? We've got our heart. Why Allah gave us the heart? The ruh, why Allah gave us? And Allah gave us the body. For what? Allah gave us the ruh, the heart, for iman. And Allah gave us the body for amal. We have to do amal. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this body. But this body cannot do good amal until unless the heart is correct. Until unless the heart is correct. So heart has to bring. They say that in the nearest meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't feed in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds in the heart of a mu'min. So how do we make effort that Allah feeds in my heart? What should I do? The pattern was shown by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That for 9 to 13 years, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making effort on the iman of the Sahaba. That there's so much yaqeen, the iman brought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they were not ready. They were ready to have any problems, any sacrifice, any harm, any torture. But they were not ready to leave iman. They were not ready to leave iman. Because they saw this from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being persecuted. He gave dawah to the people. What was in return what the people did to him? We all know the journey of Taif. What happened to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He went to the three chieftains, he gave dawah, they did not accept him. He went to the people, they did not accept him. What did they do? They stoned him. Even if they stoned him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop giving dawah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it was due to yaqeen and reliance that success is only in deen. Success is only in deen. Nothing else. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can tolerate a nabi being stoned by people, Allah is tolerating this, all this, because of what? Because of his deen. Allah is tolerating some nabi, we say they were cut into two pieces. Because of what? Because of deen. Allah is tolerating all this sacrifice for the Anbiya alayhi salam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is being thrown in the fire. Allah wants him to be thrown in the fire. He's enduring all this for him to be thrown in the fire. Because of what, my respected brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his deen. Allah loves deen. And Allah loves the effort of deen. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the ability to do the effort of deen. So each and everyone, every ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to think to himself that to propagate deen, this is my responsibility. Whether I do it or I don't do it, it is my responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question me on the day of judgment. We have to go out the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went out to give dawah to the Sahaba, until the Sahaba they brought iman. Sahaba practiced deen. In the same manner, my respected brothers, it is our responsibility. We are the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to go everywhere in any land, whatever condition, we have to go and give dawah about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have come for Sabguzari, that we prepare ourselves. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ourselves And also when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we prepare others also to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the field is vast. We need more workers. The field is vast. We need more workers. I will give you one kargozari. Once when Jamaat came to Medina, it was in our country, in Zambia. So that Jamaat, there was some jor in the districts of Zambia. So we went with them to Katete. When we reached Katete, they sat in the majma there. That one sati, he came to me, he told me, if it was possible, we could have exchanged identities. I give you my identity, and I take your identity. I asked him why. Uncle, why? He said, Ramzan, you have got a big field to give da'wat. Allah has said that, should I show you the best trade? You have the best trade here on your hands. You have not realized this. You have not realized this. Truly, my respected brothers, all of us in every country in Africa, we have the field, we have our farms for the akhirat, where we can plant our seeds. Where we can plant our seeds. He asked me a question. I've come in your country. On my visa, I've come to visit you Muslims. I cannot give dawah to a non-Muslim. But you are the same color, same people, same language, and you mix with them, the non-Muslim and the Muslim, you mix with them. It is very easy for you to give dawah of Islam to a non-Muslim also. So he even told me, he said, there was once, he said, when we left there, we went to another district. In that district, again, he told me another thing. He asked me a question. He said, you people, you are so lucky. Do you know what happened to me? I asked him, what? What has happened to you? He said, Ramzan, listen. Me, I didn't know. The way you have not known the value of the field you have to make effort of deen. In the same manner, myself, I didn't know the value of Medina. I didn't know the value of Medina. I asked him why. He said, I was coming out of Medina when I was tashkil. We just said it was a tashkil. I have to become a soldier. I have to go and study in America and have a diploma or a degree. I left Medina. He told me, Ramzan, I will tell you. If I tell you that I was born in the masjid of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll say, why? How? So I say, how? But tell me how. He said, the whole space where they've built the new masjid, the masjid in Nabawi, our houses were there. With my parents, we were there. I was born there. And my parents sold that place to the government for them to extend the masjid. So it means that I was born in that masjid. So I asked him, oh. He said, I went to America. I stayed in America. You think people are civilized? Ramzan, people are not civilized. I asked him, how? Why? He said, one, if you go there, we are in army. They built toilets without doors. A line of toilet this side, a line of toilet this side, without doors. And when someone is sitting in the toilet, the other one is sitting in the toilet, the other person from this side, he can be talking to this person. He can even come with the Bible and sit with the Bible on the toilet, he's using the toilet, utilizing the toilet, and he's preaching the Bible to another guy on the other side. Is this civilization? This is not Ramzan. And he tell me, when it's time to bath, this is the army. It's time to bath. He said, there is only one pipe of water which goes up, and they have put like 5 showers around it. In the other side, there's a fence, wire fence. In the other side, there are women also training to be soldiers. So the time to bath, you have to take out your clothes. You're just standing on this pillar. There's nothing, no hijab. You are bathing here, the women are bathing that side. I said, I was there, I was staying there, I was making wuzu, I was staying. One non-Muslim came to me, he said, truly, I've seen people washing their faces and washing their hands, but I've never seen a person washing his legs like you. You see, that time I was not in Tablighi. I answered him very harshly. Whilst I was there in America, then a Jamaat came. A Jamaat came to us. And a Jamaat, when they found out that I was a Muslim, they gave me dawat. Today, I realized what is the value of Medina. Me, I wanted to come out of Medina. I found people are crying to go to Medina, and people are crying to go and die in Medina. It's the same with us, my respected brothers. This effort of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If you're not going to make shukr of this effort of deen, we'll be the losers. The one who will do, will regret in the akhirat. The one who won't do, will regret in the akhirat. The one who did half also will regret in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this responsibility. We have to prepare ourselves in whichever condition, whichever place we ask Allah to send us. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah, but if we are used for the means of that hidayat, like Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when one person brings iman, that will be your means of your success after death. Only one person. Only one person. My respected brothers, today people, they don't know what are the fruits of iman. One sheikh, he told us, the fruits of iman are three. When iman is there, there will be love and affection. When iman is there will be unity among people. And when iman is there will be security. Sahaba, they saw all these fruits of iman. Say, one lady was coming all the way from a distant place and came to Medina. Hazrat Umar Zalanu asked him, he said, how did you find the people? He said, I find the women like my sisters and the men like my brothers. Umar Zalanu says, surely this is the fruit of iman. This is the fruit of iman. So my respected brothers, for all these things to happen, for all these things, this change to come, we have to change ourselves. After making effort to change ourselves, together with that, we have to give dawah to others also. That's why we have come here for Sabguzari. Alhamdulillah. Most people in their countries, in their towns, they want this amal to be taking place, but they cannot be given permission now to do this amal. But as we have it here, let us utilize it. Is it asr to ishraq? Let us make intention that from asr to ishraq, inshallah, every sabguzari, if I'm in the town, I'll be there. If I'm in the town, I'll be there. I'll sleep there. Not I attain, I go home. That's a night of fikr. I sleep there. I make dua at night. Umar Azilanu came into Islam with the dua of Rasulullah, which was made at night. And through the ta'lim in the house, he came into Islam. And he became the biggest person after bringing iman. So all of us who are seated here, inshallah, we make firm intention that inshallah, we'll sleep here, we'll wake up at night, we'll make dua, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to cry for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That people, Allah grants hidayat all over the world. Allah removes all the harat in the world. Only when deen will come into our life, all these things will finish. There will be peace. There will be peace. Rasulullah Sam used to tell the Sahaba, enter into Islam and you will find peace. So I hope all brothers, we make this intention that inshallah, after the Maghrib Bayan, all of us will be ready to give our names so that we fulfill the takazas which we have, inshallah. We try to do this, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka allahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik subhanaka wa bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik.